Third line from the bottom on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Today we are going to learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, but we left off three lines on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, "Kilalas Chacham Afilu Al Tanai Hiba'o." When a Chacham gives a curse, even if it's conditional, it's always going to come true, whether the condition is met or not. Minalan, how do I know this? May Eli, from the story of Eli, the Kamarle Eli the Shmuel. Remember the story when Shmuel was having God come to him in dreams and talking to him middle of the night, and he was saying how Eli's family is going to be in trouble and they're going to die, all these awful things about Eli's family. And Eli's like, "Shmuel, what did God say to you?" And Shmuel didn't want to say. So Vayagelo Shmuel, Eli said to Shmuel, "Koya selecha elukim v'koyosif im tikhad mimeni davar." So Eli finally said to Shmuel, "If you don't tell me what God said to you, whatever he said to me, I'm rubber, your glue, should be on to you, and you should suffer from whatever God said to me." V'afal gav d'chsiv, and even though the pasuk says, "Vayagid lo Shmuel is called advarim v'lo kachad mimenu," Shmuel actually did tell him. He told him everything that God said. V'afilu hachi, nevertheless, k'siv, Shmuel suffered the same fate of his children not following in his path, the same fate of Eli's children not following in his path, that Shmuel was afraid to tell Eli because Eli cursed him that the same should happen to you, even though it was conditional if you don't tell me. And Shmuel did tell him, still the curse came true. Nidui al Tanai. If someone puts someone else in a cherim, in a nidui, in an excommunication, nidui was one of our concepts, al Tanai, on a condition, tsarich hafara, you still need to undo that excommunication. You have to take away that excommunication. It doesn't just go away on its own. Minalan, how do I know that? Me Yehuda, from the story of Yehuda, dichsiv, because the pasuk says, imlo havi Yosef elecha. Yehuda tells Yaakov Avinu, "Listen, I guarantee I'm going to bring you back Binyamin. You have to trust me with Binyamin. I guarantee that I'm going to bring him back, and I'll suffer the consequences, and I'll be excommunicated from all my brothers if I don't bring him back." What does the pasuk mean when it says Yechiru Uvein Va'al Yamos Vizos LeYehuda? What's that pasuk about? It's telling us the following that happened to Yehuda. Kolosan Memshana Shal Yisrael B'Midbar Atzmosav Shal Yehuda Hayimul Gulgalin Ba'aron. The entire 40 years the Jews were in the desert, the bones of Yehuda were rattling in the coffin, in the box that Yehuda's bones were being carried in. Ad Sha'amad Moshe Ubike Shal Avrachmim, until Moshe Rabbeinu started davening for the bones of Yehuda, that Yehuda should be forgiven and his bones should settle down. Amar Lefanav, and Moshe said, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Garam L'Reuven Sheyoda? Who's the one that set the example for Reuven to admit when he did something wrong? Yehuda. It was Yehuda who set the example, because Yehuda was the first one to admit when he did something wrong. What did Yehuda do wrong? Good, the story with Yehuda and Tamar. So Yehuda was the first one to admit when he did something wrong. He taught Reuven how to admit wrongdoing. Vizos Yehuda, Shama Hashem kol Yehuda. So Hashem finally listened. Al Ivrei L'Shafa. So Hashem took him to, and the Al Ivrei L'Shafa. Finally, his bones settled down. They went back to their spot where they should be. All the bone, the skeleton reformed itself instead of rattling around. Lo Av Kama'ili Leilim Sifta Derekia. But still, it didn't help Yehuda, because even though his bones were back in place, they still weren't letting him up into the yeshiva up in Shemayim, the Masifta Derekia. Va'al Amo Tiviano. Then the pasuk says, Moshe davened some more, and they brought him to his nation, which means they let him into the Masifta Derekia. They let him into the yeshiva up there. But still, he wasn't satisfied, because Yehuda now was in the yeshiva, but he didn't know how to talk and learning with the other rabbis. He didn't know how to engage in the discussion in the Masifta Derekia. Yadav Ravlo. That's what the pasuk means when it says Yadav Ravlo. He got back his powers to learn. But he still didn't know how to answer questions. And that's the final part of the pasuk, Ve'ezer mitzarav tihiya. That finally he was back to full force, he was given all of his old powers back in the Masifta Derekia. He was able to answer questions and to learn properly, etc. Main point number one, Yehuda is the example of a conditional nidui. Remember what nidui is? A conditional nidui remaining intact. Because he needed Moshe's tefilos to get into the yeshiva shalmaila. Yehuda is the example of a conditional nidoy remaining intact because he needed Moshe's tefilos to get into yeshiva shalmaila, to get into the Masifta Derekia. So now we had mentioned in the Mishnah that there are different Kohanim Gedolim. There's the death of the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, and the death of the Kohen Meruba Begadim, and the death of the Kohen that's Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and the death of the Kohen Sha'avar, that the death of all those different Kohanim lets a person out of Nir Miklat. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, the death of all those different Kohanim? Did you need all of them to die to get out of the Eir Miklat, or you need any one of them to die to get out of the Eir Miklat? Ibayilahu, b'misas kulan hu chozer, o dilma b'misas echad mehen. Do you get out of the Eir Miklat only when they all die, or even only when one of them dies? Tashma, the Gemara says, we'll bring a proof. Nigmar, from the next Mishnah, Nigmar dino b'lo kohen gadol, eino yotze misham li'olam. If a guy has his final judgment at a time where we're in between Kohanim Gadolim, so there's no actual Kohen Gadol at that time, he's stuck in the Eir Miklat forever. Because it's whoever was serving as the Kohen Gadol at the time of your Gemar Din, at the time of the final judgment, that's the Kohen Gadol whose death gets you out. If there wasn't one, you're there forever. The Im Isa, but if you only need any one of these Kohanim Gadolim to die, so granted there may not be a Kohen Gadol, but there's still a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, there's still some, you know, one of the other guys, there's still a Kohen Sha'avar, Lahadar B'dahanach, let him go out with one of the other guys dying. Answers Gemara, that's not a proof, B'dalaka, maybe there was no one in any of those positions. Maybe there was no Meshuach Melchama, and there was no Merubah B'gadim, and there was no Kohen Sha'avar, there was nothing, and that's what we're talking about, that the guy will be stuck forever in the Eir Miklat. Main point number two, the Gemara isn't sure if we need the deaths of all the Kohanim Gedolim, or just one to get out of the Eir Miklat. And the Gemara is not sure if we need the deaths of all of the Kohanim Gedolim or just one of them to get out of the Eir Miklat. New Mishnah. Misha Nigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol Reza Eino Golem. Let's say a guy has a Gemar Din and then the Kohen Gadol dies before he ever makes it to the Eir Miklat. January 1st, Gemar Din, buddy, you got to go to the Eir Miklat. Reuven, you got to go to the Eir Miklat. January 2nd, he's planning on making his trip to the Eir Miklat. As he's about to leave his house, he heard Kohen Gadol just died. Now he doesn't have to go to the Eir Miklat, because Kohen Gadol died, set him free. Im ad shelo nigmar dino meis Kohen Gadol, but if on December 31st the Kohen Gadol died before they ever paskened on him, on Reuven, that he's got to go to the Eir Miklat, umanu acher tachtav, and they appointed a new Kohen Gadol in his place, uli acher mikein nigmar dino, and now he had a Gemar Din, so on December 31st the old Kohen Gadol died, and they appointed a new Kohen Gadol already on December 31st, and on January 1st he had a Gemar Din, chozer b'misas v'shalsheni, now he's got to wait till the new Kohen Gadol dies to get out of the Eir Miklat. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Let's say the old Kohen Gadol died December 31st, and they haven't found any replacement yet. And on January 1st, you have your Gemar Din, and there is no Kohen Gadol. This is the line we just quoted. Or Vahore Kohen Gadol. Let's say the guy you killed by accident was the Kohen Gadol. Or the Kohen Gadol Shaharag. The guy that did the killing is the Kohen Gadol. Then in any of those cases, Ein Yotzei Misham Li'olam, you're stuck forever. Because if you're the Kohen Gadol, you can only get out with the death of the Kohen Gadol, so you can only get out with your own death. If you killed the Kohen Gadol, so then obviously you can only get... Yeah? Oh, good. That's this Gemara. Yeah. Yeah, so the Gemara was talking about this line in the Mishnah just before, when the Gemara said, and the Mishnah must be assuming, and there were no other Kohanim Gedolim. That's what the Mishnah must be assuming. Ve'eno yotze, once you're in the Eir Miklat, now we learn some halachos about what you're allowed to leave for. Ve'eno yotze lo le'idus mitzvah, if they need you for a testimony, for a mitzvah, let's say testify that it's Rosh Chodesh or something, you're not allowed to go for that. V'lo le'idus mamo, not to testify about a monetary case. V'lo le'idus nefashos, not even to testify about a life or death situation. Va'afilu Yisrael tzrichim lo, even if the Jewish people need you. Va'afilu sar tzva Yisrael kiyov ben tzriya, even if you're an important general in the Jewish army, but you're in Gullus, you're not allowed to leave. Eino yotze misham li'olam, you can't leave. Shenemar asher nas shama, the pasuk says you run there. Shamte diraso, there is where you have to live. Shamte misaso, there is where you have to die. Shamte kvuraso, there is where you have to be buried. Kishem shayir koletes, kach tchuma kolet. But it's not only the city itself that protects you, the whole tchum of the city protects you. Tchum is one of our concepts. The 2,000 amah area around the city also protects you.
Let's say the guy who killed leaves the tchum, he goes beyond the tchum of the city, and a relative of the guy that he killed finds him.
Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, mitzvah biyad gol adam. The gol adam, the relative, has a mitzvah to kill the guy who killed his relative. It's a mitzvah.
Urashus biyad kol adam.
And not only that, even if you're not a relative, everyone else is allowed to kill him. A mitzvah for the Gol Adam, but the rest of humanity is allowed to kill him.
Rabbi Akiva, Omer Akiva says, no, that's a little much.
Rishus biyad Gol Adam.
No, the relative is allowed to kill him.
V'kol Adam chayavin alav.
If anyone else tries to kill him, they're a murderer. You're not allowed, no one else is allowed to kill him, only the relative. Who do we normally assume like? How were you taught when you were taught the din of a Gol Adam?
That, like Rabbi Akiva, exactly.
So says the Gemara, my time. Going back on the first halacha in the Mishnah, we said that if the Kohen Gadol dies after your Gemar Din, January 1st you had your Gemar Din, that you have to go to Golis. Kohen Gadol dies on January 2nd, then now you don't have to go to Golis at all.
My time, why not?
Why don't you have to go to Golis at all?
Amar Abaye, Kal V'chomer. It's a simple Kal V'chomer.
Uma Misha Gola Kvar. Yatsa Achshav.
If someone who already was in Golis gets to leave now that the Kohen Gadol dies,
Misha lo gala eno din shelo yigla.
Someone who never even went to Golis for sure shouldn't have to go to Golis when the Kohen Gadol dies. Says Gemara, that's a terrible Kal V'chomer.
V'dilma haide gala ichbarle, haide lo gala lo.
No, maybe the reason the guy who's in Golis gets to leave when the Kohen Gadol dies is because he suffered enough already. He already went through punishment of being in Golis. The guy who never went to Golis in the first place didn't suffer anything yet. Maybe that's why. Maybe then he should have to go to Golis.
Says Gemara, midi galus kamachapra.
What, you think galus is what gives you your kapara? You think that's your punishment that gives you a kapara, that gives you an atonement?
Misas kohen hu demachapra.
It's the death of the kohen that really gives you your kapara, so therefore you're not going to have to go to galus. You already had your kapara, you had the death of the kohen. Main point number three. If the kohen gadol dies before the Rotzeach gets to the Ir Miklat, before the murderer gets to the Ir Miklat, he doesn't have to go. He's Pater, he doesn't have to go at all. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Im ad shalom nigmar dino. If on January 1st, the Psak came down that you have to go to Golis, but on December 31st, the Kohen Gadol died, so what did we say? If they appointed a new Kohen Gadol on December 31st, you leave when? What did we say? When that Kohen Gadol dies, exactly. If they did not appoint a new Kohen Gadol till after January 1st, then you stay there forever, because there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of your Gemara Din. Minanimili, once a minanimili. How do we know this to be true?
Amar of Kana da Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, V'yeshev ba ad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol asher mashach oso b'shemen ha-kodesh.
That the guy has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol, who is anointed with the holy oil, dies.
V'chi hu moshcho?
What? Were you the one to anoint him with the holy oil? No, it doesn't mean that you anointed him. Ella, it doesn't mean the murderer anointed him. Ella zeshe nimshach biyamav.
It means that it has to be, when do you get out? When it's the Kohen Gadol who is anointed during your days.
And then you go out, because there's a relationship between the murder and the Kohen Gadol who is around at the time of the murder.
Well, may have a mevid. What do we want from the Kohen Gadol? What should he have done?
Answers the Gemara, Haylo levakish rachamim sheyigmar dina lizchus velo bikesh.
The Kohen Gadol should have davened that you never would have had to go to the Ir Miklat, that your psak din would not have been to have to run to the Ir Miklat, and he didn't, and that's why he's considered partially responsible.
Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Naktinon, we paskin, nigmar dino umes.
If a guy had a gemar din and then died, meaning the guy who killed
was paskin that he's got to go to the Ir Miklat, now he's dead, he dropped dead, Ruvain drops dead,
molichnes atzmos of l'sham, we bring his bones to the Ir Miklat,
tichsiv l'shuv l'sheves ba'aret, he goes to dwell in the land,
admos ha'kohen, until the kohen dies.
Beizu yeshivish hi ba'aretz. How do you dwell inland?
We dwell on land. Who dwells in the land?
Dead people dwell in the land.
Haviomer zukvur. That's a reference to burial.
Tana, we learned, meis kodem shemeis kohen gadol,
If he dies before the Kohen Gadol dies, we bring his bones to his father, to his ancestral burial plot, to where his ancestors are buried. Pasuk says that the murderer goes to his land of inheritance. What does it mean to dwell in the land of your inheritance? Haviyomer zukvura means to be buried there. Nigmar dino v'nasa koin ben grusho ben chalutza. This is a fascinating one. You had a gemar din, and then we discover that the Kohen Gadol all along was pasul, that he was a ben grusho or ben chalutza. So now, what does that mean? Is that like the death of a Kohen Gadol? He can't be the Kohen Gadol anymore. But is that like the death of a Kohen Gadol?
Yeah.
Or is that like there was no Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's stuck forever? Meaning, because he was pasul all along. So how do we view it? Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha disagree about it. Chad Amar Mesa Kahuna. One of them says, "Well, Kahuna has died, so it's like the Kohen Gadol died, and therefore you get to go free." The Chad Amar Batla Kahuna. The other one says, "No, it's not that the Kahuna died. It's that this guy was never a Kohen Gadol. This guy was a quack the whole time. He was never the Kohen Gadol, and it turns out that there wasn't a Kohen Gadol, and therefore you can never go free because there wasn't a Kohen Gadol." Lema bepluktet Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua kamiflugi. That machlokas seems to be the same machlokas as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua have. Ditnan, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua discuss in the Mishnah the following case. Haya omeru makrav al gabei mizbeach. If a kohen was in the middle of serving by the mizbeach, v'noda shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and while he's doing the avoda, he discovers that he's pasul, that he's a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. Rabbi Elazar omer, kol hakarbonos sheikrav psulin. Every carbon he brought in his whole life is pasul. So what does that imply? That we view him as if he was never a Kohen. Exactly. Rabbi Yehoshua Machshir. Rabbi Yehoshua says, nah, it's kosher, it's fine. The Karbonos he brought are fine. So Mandi Amar Mesa Rabbi Yehoshua. The one that says that a Kohen Gadol discovers his Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is like the Kohen Gadol just dies now. That's like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that a Kohen Gadol is serving and discovers his Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Everything he did in the past is fine. It's just that now, it's no good. And the one that says that no, that it shows the whole time he was never a Kohen Gadol, would say over here also, like Rabbi Eliezer, that he was never a Kohen. Says the Gemara, going a little bit on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Aliba du Rabbi Eliezer kuli alma lo pligi. No, everyone would understand Rabbi Eliezer to say that it turns out that the guy was never kosher. And and everyone would agree that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. But the machlokas between Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha and Rabbi Ami is what would Rabbi Yoshua hold? Ki pligi alibud Rabbi Yeshua. They're arguing within the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Man diyamar mesa k'Rabbi Yeshua. The one that says that it's as if he died is straight up like Rabbi Yeshua sounds like he means. That if you find your ben grusha ben chalutza, so from now on you're considered dead. But uman diyamar batla, the one that says that the kahuna gadol is taken away and it's as if you never were a kohen gadol, would say that even Rabbi Yeshua would agree to that. Because ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hasam tichsev berach Hashem chelo afal yad of tirtza afilu chalolin shabo. Maybe it's a special din by karbanos that even that karbanos that were already brought, even if they were brought by a chalol, by a non-kosher kohen, if it was done already, it's acceptable. But that's only a din by karbanos. It doesn't mean you were ever a kohen. It just means that even though you were a chalol, your karbanos were good enough. Aval hacha, but over here by the kohen gadol, afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree he was never the kohen gadol. It's just that the karbanos that he brought are acceptable. But he was never really the kohen gadol. Main point number four, machlokas, if the kohen gadol finds out that he's a chalal, whether it's the same as the Kohen Gadol dying, or the same as there never being a Kohen Gadol. So machlokas, whether the Kohen Gadol finding out he's a chalal is the same as Kohen Gadol dying, or the same as finding out that there never was a Kohen Gadol. If you want to add a little more to that, you could say, but that doesn't necessarily parallel the machlokas about a kohen who's serving on the mizbeach and discovers that he's a chalal. Great, that is Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, exactly.